Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hey.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
Hi.
Well, hello. It is Tuesday on the Tech Table, and
today... We talk about tech tips on Tuesday.
We do, tech tips on Tuesday, and today we're talking about XP computers. What's that?
Have you already forgotten?
Yes, well, I'm just kidding. I haven't really, but that's kind of what's happened. I mean, Microsoft has forgotten XP.
Yes, well, you know, people are still frequently asking us what can they do to either speed up or protect their XP computers since they're now no longer supported by Microsoft.
I'm shaking my head. Do you hear the rocks rolling around?
So, you know, we appreciate that you want to continue using what you have.
Give
that's
up,
good.
Though. No. Let it go.
They're trying to be good stewards of what they have.
Let it go.
Okay.
I call it being cheap.
Let it go.
Yes.
Oops. Careful.
Yeah. So, but it's true. I mean, I know. It's hard to accept when you get a piece of technology that you love. But XP came out 14 years ago. That means that kids that are in high school were even born
yes.
when it came out.
And in the computer world, that's just ancient.
It is.
So, you know, it's only natural that Microsoft would move on.
Right.
After 14 years.
Yeah. So there will never again be any real protection.
I hear the desperation in your voice.
I hurt for the people because I used to be one of these people.
Yes.
Before I started working at a tech company, I would squeeze every bit of life out of my tech devices. And now I know sometimes you just need to move on because there's so much better out there for you.
Right. And especially, you know, there's no hardware that's that old at this point.
Right. So you can't add on any hardware to make them faster.
Right.
You can't do...
There's no software or hardware at this point. So another question that we're often asked regarding XP systems is, so is my computer worth anything?
If you target practice... Maybe.
I think I hear your answer.
Yes, I know. You spent $1,000 to $1,500. I was one of those guys that tried to be an early adopter when they came out with the first gateway computers.
Yes, that, yes, yes.
That had the tablet built into them and you'd switch the thing around. And I used it in one meeting and paid $3,000 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I understand
Learn
this.
Your lesson.
Target practice. 14 years later, that's what it's good for.
You know what I like to liken it to is think back. Many of us remember the Sony Walkman.
Yes.
Cassette player.
Yes, they were very expensive.
When they came out, 1979.
Yes.
And then a lot of us had them in the 80s. They got
very popular.
They could cost upwards of $200.
Right.
And only capable of playing enough songs that your cassette tape could hold. So that's like 12 to 20 songs.
Exactly.
And of course, you had to manually fast forward, rewind, stop,
And now you can get an iPod Shuffle that will hold thousands of songs for only $49.
Yeah.
So the technology is just not worth even as much today. So then your old technology target practice, folks. I'm sorry to say, but that's what good you're going to get out of that old XP computer.
Yeah.
And it just, technology changes.
It does.
And yeah, you've got a lot of good out of it, but it's time to move forward.
Move forward.
Accept it and move forward.
Yes.
That's the moral of the story today. And now we're going to get lots of nasty emails.
Yes.
We'll help you through it, though. We will. We'll hold your hand if you want us to. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.